Okay, in our next story, we're focusing on one way to prevent mistakes with medications. Each year, millions of errors occur in the United States, and many of them are fatal. Now some hospitals, hoping to catch mistakes early, are hiring their own pharmacists. Lauren Silverman from member station KERA has this report from the Children's Medical Center in Dallas, which has put more pharmacists in the ER than any other pediatric hospital in the country.
Scattered throughout the ER at Children's, there's what looks like vending machines, except instead of chips and cookies, they're stocked with medicine.
And you can see, you know, we have oxygen supplies up here, we have different suction supplies down here.
Dr. Rustin Morse is Vice President of Quality and Chief Quality Officer. He explains not only is there a pharmacy in this ER, there are pharmacists 24 hours a day.
Every single order that I put in is reviewed in real time by a pharmacist in the emergency department prior to the dispensing and the administration of the medication.
That may sound obvious, but Morse says ER doctors are used to jotting down a type and quantity of drugs and moving on. If there's a problem, a pharmacist will hopefully catch it and call later. Here, no drug is given before a pharmacist can verify it's the right one in the right dose.
So it wouldn't be uncommon for me to decide I want to give a specific antibiotic that seems quite appropriate for me clinically. The pharmacist looks at that medication and looks at the 25 other medications this patient is on and realizes that two of the medications that I prescribed interfere with each other.
Yes, that happens even at top hospitals. And yes, people die. Every year, more than 7,000 people die from preventable drug interactions, which is in part why hospitals across the country are adding pharmacists to their emergency departments.
What do they look for? The correct patient, the correct weight, the correct dose. Do we have food allergies we have to consider? We look at the cost.
That's Brenda Darling, the clinical pharmacy manager for Children's Medical Center, which has 10 full-time ER pharmacists, more than anyone else in the country. Medication errors are three times more likely to occur with kids.
They're not just little adults. They have a completely different metabolic rates that you have to look at, different developmental states. So you have to know your patients.
On any given week, pharmacists at Children's review nearly 20,000 prescriptions and medication orders. That's in addition to automatic reviews by an electronic medical record system designed to essentially spell check orders to prevent errors. The thing is,
the electronic medical record came out with the hope that it would catch all of these things, and it just hasn't.
Dr. James Fenson is Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine at the University of Wisconsin. He co-authored a study in the Annals of Emergency Medicine that showed prescription errors happened with 1 in 10 adults and 1 in 4 kids. And that's with the electronic review. So why doesn't every hospital do this? Svensson says in large part, money.
If you're in a small emergency department, it's hard enough to have adequate staffing just for your patients in terms of nursing and technicians, let alone to have a pharmacist sitting down. If the volume isn't there, it's kind of hard to justify.
Hiring pharmacists is expensive, though Rustin Morse at Children's points to research showing prescription review can reduce the number of hospital readmissions, saving money and lives.
People do make mistakes. We're all human. And you want that extra level of benefit there so that a patient doesn't get a drug that potentially could stop them breathing because it's the wrong dose.
As ERs search for ways to improve care and manage scarce supplies, pharmacists are stepping in to help juggle complex healthcare decisions. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.